Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On this St. Patrick's Day, 2021, it's Pony and Muller, presented by Chapin Lujana, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. It's a roundtable Wednesday with former Steeler Arthur Motes. Craig Riley dipped into the Guinness in the back, but that was last night. That wasn't today. No, bought some Guinness.
We pre-gamed the day.
Chris is excited for his wife's corned beef and cabbage later on. Our next guest is excited to be back with the Steelers in 2021. One of the few guys that the Steelers have been able to retain because of other salary cap issues. And he's a co-host on this show. And he's much more talented than Mueller. I'm talking about Zach Banner back with us. You like that last one, Zach? That's the best one to set it up.
I'm much more excited to be back on the show than I am a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Okay, we're going to clip that and continue to play that and hold that one against you. Let's talk business for a second here first, Zach. We're obviously, I think a lot of fans are excited that you re-signed. Everyone saw your J.J. Watt-style post that you put out there. Welcoming yourself back to the Steelers. Tell us what happened. Give us a glimpse behind the curtain of what the last couple of months have been like in this negotiation for you and the Steelers.
Yeah, obviously Coach T and the team had expressed that they had wanted me back. They wanted me back at tackle, and they definitely saw a future for me in the black and gold. They said let's hold on until free agency starts. So they've been talking to my agent, Joe Panos, with Athletes First. Shout out to Joe for making all this happen. And, you know, just blessed, man. Blessed with the opportunity. Coach T called me a couple weeks ago before I left for L.A. I went to L.A. and came back to Pittsburgh this last weekend. But I was out there for a few weeks when I went zero dark 30 on social media. And it was just one of those situations where Coach T just told me to hold tight. We're going to get everything done. Ben had reached out and told me we're going to get everything done, and we did. So it was easy. It's an understanding that I want to be here, and the team wants me here. So that's the best feeling in the world, especially when you see it on paper. Grateful for the opportunity. Definitely want to step up and not only play a lot more this year after getting injured last season, but kind of just step up and take that next step into my going into my fifth year. So I'm a mid-year vet, so I'm excited.
Now, Zach, did you ever think at any point in the process that there was a chance you'd play for anyone? I couldn't get through it because I heard Tony.
Who's the shitty look on we got on right now? Who is this? Is this Mueller or Moose?
Hold on, let me try this again. Now, Zach, did you ever think at any point in the process that you might play for another team? I can't do it. Pony threw me off. I was almost done with the question, which was simply, did you ever think at any point in the process that you might end up on another team next year?
Yes, through the Irish accent, he got the question. He got it, yeah.
There were other offers, and it was, I'm not going to lie, like last week especially, before I came back, it was just, you know, I was walking down Redondo Beach, just kind of thinking to myself, yeah, very beautiful, very great place to be. But it was just one of those things, man, where when I was walking, I was thinking, like, damn, I might have to put on another uniform. And that was, at one point, that was a question. But it wasn't because of anything other than a new opportunity for me in my career. in that next level. And Moats can definitely attest to this. There's that point in when you've reached a time where you've earned something and you've put the work in, and teams around the NFL and other coaches and other organizations are appreciative of it. And there was a few, and it was all over the map, but at the same time, it was depressing. It was sad because I don't want to leave. But then again, you know, this is a business, and we have to make the best decision that's best for us. That's why we can't be mad at the guys that we lost. I mean, those guys made life-changing money. I'm not there yet. I mean, this is great. I'm really grateful. So it's a lot of money, but at the same time, it's not where I want to stop. I want to reach that type of status that those guys have, because they not only earned respect, but they put it on tape. And they put it on tape in a great timely fashion in their careers. And I idolize that. Everyone does in the National Football League.
Without a doubt. And first off, man, congrats on the extension. A lot of people never get that chance to get that second contract or a contract of that type of value. So big time congrats to you on that. But for the people that, you know, are skeptical about you, the people that are saying, well, he only played a couple of quarters before he went hurt. Why should this organization be so confident in you? What's your response to them?
My response to them is turn on the tape when I did play. Ooh. You can't turn on the camp tape, but turn on the tape that, you know, when I'm going against the best defensive end in the league. That's TJ Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on the tape that, you know, going against the best D tackles in the league and Tuitt in camp. Not trying, you know, this is really bringing me out of character right now. And sometimes you guys see flashes of that on social media. But that's my only response to that. My second response would be is they're not the ones that decided. Mr. Rooney did. Kevin Colbert did.
Yes, indeed.
Coach Tomlin did. And they know more football than any of us. So at the same time, they're not the ones that write my checks. They're the ones that buy the tickets in the stands, and I want to make them proud. I live black and gold, Pittsburgh, Yinzer-type life. I work hard every single day. I wake up early, think about what it is that I have to do for myself and for my family. And that's the definition of Pittsburgh. That's the definition of the steel mills in the past. That's the definition of the community that runs the city. And Coach T wouldn't tell me I'm a perfect fit and I need to wear black and gold for no reason. It wasn't just for him. It wasn't just for the team. It was for myself. Because that vision that he has and other people have of believe in me, and there are fans that believe in me.
Oh, yeah.
But that vision is it starts here in Pittsburgh. And hopefully that's where it ends in 15 to 20 years.
Well, Zach, you're going to shut up the haters. You're going to prove what you're worth. But what you're worth now is a much bigger number than it was previously. And I don't know if you've heard of NBA Top Shots yet or not.
Oh, no.
But I felt like I had to bring
really
it up
doing
to you
this?
Here.
You just turned your mic.
Are you really doing this?
What are you doing?
This is his big interview, his big moment, and you're trying to get in a Top Shot buddy investor here? What are you doing?
What is the Shark Tank?
Is this one of those situations? What did they say? In Step Brothers, he said, shut up. Are you going to invest or not? Is that that situation?
It is. I just want to help you out, Zach. It's a great investment. Yeah. Make a ton of money off it.
Do me a favor. Mute your mic and operate the show. That's a big boy candidate, okay? Step back.
So I guess that's a no for Craig on Top Shots from Zach. Sounds like it.
Zach, are you able to tell us who some of those teams were that were...
Look at you. Look at you diving. Man, I'll tell you what.
Because I thought about Munchak right away. You know me. I'm always thinking about my old buddy Mike. I'm a big fan of his.
Shout out to Coach Munch, man. I'll leave it at this. There was a couple NFC teams, and then there was a couple teams, including some in the AFC North. Okay. So we'll leave that alone.
Why
hey now.
Tell our audience what made you do multi-year and not just a one-year deal, Zach.
I think the biggest thing is try to find something that's timely with not only my worth, but also my potential worth. And also at the same time, man, like, I want to help the team too. Like, we want to get other guys. We got to make the salary cap work. So it's a team effort. That was a big part of getting the chunk up front, and also just – really, man, like, it's one of those situations where I want to be here, you know? So it was a mutual understanding for both, not only myself, but the team. Just, it just really worked out that best, or that way. And it just, it was looking like a couple, you know. At first we were talking about one, and then they were talking about three, and then we just, you know, we met in the middle and just really understood the business behind it and wanted to see, this is still an earn it contract. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't it. This isn't something that I just want to stop at. So I want to play for a while, but I want to play. So what's the easiest thing for me to do is stay home, stay where it's where I play the best, and put things on film that I was going to do before I was injured.
What's it mean to you? What did it mean to you, Zach? You know, you've had your journey to get to this point. You're going to be blocking for a guy that's going to end up in Canton very shortly after he retires. What did it mean to get a text to have him reach out during this process to you the way that you described him doing?
I mean, he was there to tell me when I won the starting job. He was there to tell me, you know, that he was coming back. He was there to, you know, tell me that, you know, he was checking in on me when I first got hurt. You guys seen the replay?
Yep.
I mean, the guy was right there next to the team doctors. Ben loves his O-linemen, and he loves O-linemen who want to be here, who want to work. And you know, the standard is the standard, and he wants somebody who's going to reiterate that. And just to earn not only his trust as an offensive lineman and as a tackle, but also as a friend, you know. And like I said, he was in part of this, and he texted me and reached out to me, and we talked. And just to be seen by a man of that, not only pedigree, but just how he holds himself and how he plays. Like, when he's in the room, he's your brother, you know what I mean? And when you're on the field, he's my quarterback. But when we watch film, I'm blocking for a Hall of Famer. And it's a blessing, and it's an honor, and it's also a responsibility that I love to wear.
No doubt, no doubt. And shout out to, you know, his humility as well throughout that process, because like we all know, he is a future Hall of Famer, and they don't have to be like that, but it is good to see that he is. So getting back to the on-the-field stuff, right? Do you have a preference between right tackle or left tackle? Because obviously last year you won the job for right tackle, but you could potentially be moving to left tackle, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't have a preference, but at the same time, I've played right for so long. I played it through college except for two games when my left tackle, he was there with me the whole time. He was out for two games, and I filled in with him at left and played very well. I could switch sides. I was a switch tackle when I first got here, and especially when I was playing jumbo tight end. But at the same time, it's all about, you know, what's best for the team. And when the coach, you know, the coach, Coach Tomlin, makes that decision, then I'm going to step up and play with whatever it is. But we have a great talent on our team, you know, Chooks. And just to know that him and I and whoever it is that we add to our, you know, our team are going to be able to help at the tackle positions, I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? I think that the pride of the left tackle position is somewhat kind of played out, because TJ Watt plays against right tackles, and there's a lot of high-paid right tackles out there who make just as much as other left tackles. You know what I mean? It's always going to be the preferred pay position and the biggest pay position on the offensive line, especially if you got guys playing both sides at a top level. But at the same time, when you talk about physically, I could do both. When you talk about mentally, I could do both. When you talk about, you know, when dreams of contracts and stuff like that, it's both. So I really don't care. It's really what coach tells me to do.
Zach, I got to jump back in real quick.
No,
I didn't hear a no before.
No,
I didn't hear a no.
No, please, stop. Stop. There's no jumping back in here.
No, there's not. Mute him.
I can't. He's got the all
that's the
buttons.
Problem. He gets to push the buttons and control the mics here. So to some degree, Zach, we're at his mercy here.
Yeah, no, he can say bye to me when we get off the air.
Okay. So then,
get ready for another sales pitch off the air, then, because I think he's going to come right back at you.
So then, to be clear, then, Zach, it sounds like they have not said you're Zach Banner. You're like, they're not putting you in a tackle box, so to speak, yet.
Not at all. Like we still got to figure out everything that's going on, but at the same time, I'm a starter. Like that's how I see it going forward.
Nice. Now, did you pick up on the fact that Mueller was in a good mood to start this interview? And I don't think it was all. Did you pick up on that sense? Did the Irish accent maybe think he was feeling himself today?
Happy St. Paddy's Day, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's also because it was his birthday last week, and he got a belated birthday message from a celebrity sent to him today, Zach. So I want you to hear this. You might recognize the voice and might be able to help us with this a little bit more.
Hey, Chris. Joy Taylor from The Herd. Hope you have an amazing 36th birthday. From one yinzer to another, you're a Pittsburgh treasure. Congrats on being number one on Barrett Sports Media. I heard about your 9 straight threes at Penn State. That's awesome. This is from the loyal listeners of 93.7 The Fan. Hope you have an awesome birthday.
Pittsburgh treasure is kind of aggressive, in my opinion. Pittsburgh treasure?
Did that sound heartfelt? I mean, you might know Joy Taylor better than us. You interned for Cowherd. Did you sense that there was authenticity?
She wasn't there when I was there. She was just a guest at the time, but she would come in and out of shows. But
okay.
It's a great lady, fantastic. Did not know she was a yinzer till today. Shout out to her. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Pittsburgh treasure, I'm really stuck on that. That's really messing my head up.
Like, I'm stuck on it too, Arthur, and I've never been – Arthur, Zach, I'm stuck on it too because she's the first person that's told the truth about me. I am a treasure in this town.
I appreciate that her and your wife are the only two people in this world that think that. So that's
and unfortunately, I had to pay both of them to think that.
Jeez. Right. If you can't tell, like obviously we're reaching down to the gutter. If you guys replace me with Moats after our last show,
oh!
We got the Pittsburgh treasure alongside with the body 52. No.
Ask Pony. It's Zach. It's DA body 52.
Yeah, that's what I said the first time.
DA body.
I thought that's. So, Zach, have you treated yourself to anything yet? You got this contract. Did you buy anything big, or did you allow yourself for a minute maybe to do something nice for people, or what? Any of that?
Man, I had a shot at 1942 last night, and I went to work this morning. Here we go. That's where we're at. I mean, the celebration, it really is I was honored. I was floating when I was driving from my house to the facility to sign that contract, but at the same time, like, I want to win a Super Bowl. We want to win a Super Bowl. It sucks when you're not playing, especially on an injury, but it sucks when the rest of your teammates have to watch too because we fell short in the playoffs. Like, that's not cool. So I was back to work this morning sweating. That's probably one workout on top of how many more I've done than Mueller's done this whole year. So it's all good. It makes sense.
It's actually true, unfortunately.
Change your username, your Twitter name.
To Pittsburgh treasure?
See how that works.
The Pittsburgh treasure.
Well, how about, did you think that when Joy said the 9 threes, did you think that sounded like she believed it? Did you pick up on any kind of...
I don't know. I have no idea. I was really stuck at Pittsburgh treasure the whole time. I kind of forgot about what else she said.
Yeah. All right, Zach, well, congratulations. And now that you're back, we hope to have you back with us. As long as
Thank
Mueller or Craig, I mean, Craig could screw it up and just, again, put the full court press on you.
Could? He's about to in about 10 seconds
He's
here when he picks up the phone.
Take his mic away.
All
right.
He might not need the job anymore, though, Zach. He's made so much money on these
top shots.
He might have priced himself right out of the booth.
He's making big money on top shots. You into that?
Negotiate his next contract. $20.
Are you into top shots, Zach, or no?
No, not at all.
I'll
probably get the sales pitch in 20 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Zach, take care, man. Thank you.
Later, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.